ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀਨ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸਮੇਂ-ਸਮੇਂ ਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਗੜੀ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਬਹਾਦਰੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੱਕ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ। ਪਿੱਛੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਸਾਲ 2019 ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੇ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਐਗਜ਼ੈਕਟਿਵ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਰ ਮਨਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ, ਜਿਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਸੀਗੇ, ਕੁਝ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਸੀਗੇ, ਕੁਝ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਨਰਸਿਸ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ ਜਾਂ ਨੈਨੀ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੁਨੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਸਾਰਾ ਗੜੀ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਸੀਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਿਖਾਏ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੋਜ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀਗੀ। ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਰੈਫਰੈਂਸ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਥੈਰੇਸਾ ਮੈਕਗ੍ਰਾ ਦਾ। ਥੈਰੇਸਾ ਉਸ ਟਾਈਮ 'ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਮਿਲੀ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਉਹ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਨੈਨੀ ਵਜੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਅਤੇ ਹੌਲੀ ਹੌਲੀ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਸੀਗੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਗੜੀ ਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਰਸਿੰਗ ਕੀਤੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈਲਪ ਕੀਤੀ। ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇੰਜਰਡ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਸੀਗੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿੱਖ ਸੋਲਜਰ ਵੀ ਸੀਗੇ, ਸਿੱਖ ਸਿਪਾਹੀ ਵੀ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ। ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸਰ ਪੀਟਰ ਡਬਲਿਊ ਹੈਲੀਗਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਲੰਡਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੋਂਟੈਕਟ ਕੀਤਾ। ਉਹ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਲ 2019 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਨਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਤੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਵਾਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਥੈਰੇਸਾ ਮੈਕਗ੍ਰਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਰਦਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਛ ਰਿਸਰਚ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ। ਬਲਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਸਟ ਬਲੱਡ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਗਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਇਹ ਦੱਸਣ ਲਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਅੱਜ ਲੰਡਨ ਤੋਂ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸਰ ਹੈਲੀਗਨ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk about Theresa.
So you have got some more information about Theresa Magra. Initially, it was reported in one of the podcasts that she was a nurse or a nanny in Australia. Later, she helped Saragadi soldiers in Fort Gulistan. So what new information have you got for us now?
Basically, it's discovering her Irish roots. Theresa McGraw, she was born in a county Kildare near Naas in a farm called Fodines in 1865. She was one of 14 children of Philip McGraw and Maria Halligan. And her father was involved in farming and involved in livestock, but he died when she was 12. And she followed her sister out to Australia in 1885. She joined her sister and her brother, who had left the year before. There was in Ireland at the time, there was an opportunity, because it was run by the UK government, for people to leave Ireland who wanted jobs in Australia, and Theresa was one of about 300,000 Irish that had left between 1860 and 1916. She joined her sister in Brisbane, and she was actually bridesmaid at her sister's Julia wedding. And then obviously, we don't know how, but she obviously became involved with the family of Lieutenant General Charles de Bourbon in Brisbane at the time.
So how did she got connected with the Saragadi soldiers and Major Devox?
So my understanding is that she was appointed a nanny or nurse. I'm not sure that she was qualified, I mean, from the point of view of nursing, formal nursing, but she was a nanny and nurse to Charles DeVos' family, that's Eleanor May Seymour, and she accompanied them wherever they went. So when Charles was appointed out to India, I think in 1895 or thereabouts, or maybe before, she accompanied them and was at Fort Gulistan when the events took place in the September of that particular year. But she wasn't in the military. She was a civilian nurse or nanny looking after the children and the expectant Eleanor, the mother of Alice, the person who wrote the diary describing some of the events that occurred at Gilston and Saragari. The reason why she was there is that she was a nanny and a nurse to the children of Charles and Eleanor Deveaux.
And what is your direct connection with Teresa?
Teresa is my first cousin three times removed. Her mother is Maria Halligan of the Halligans of Manacle Bride in County Wicklow. Mm-hmm. And so the Halligans are a family that go back a long time in Wicklow, as do the McGraths, a quite prestigious family that were dominant in Kill, in Kildare. So these counties, Kildare and Wicklow, are adjoining each other near Dublin. So the connection with Teresa is through the Halligan side, from my side.
So how did you find out that some research was done in Australia in this regard, like the mention of Teresa? How did you find out?
It was purely by accident. I was doing some family research, and when a relative of mine had discovered that Teresa had been awarded the Royal Red Cross, I decided to do a little bit more work. And then I came across the podcasts that SBS ran and found the ones in June and in March of 2019 fascinating accounts of both the events, but also the role that Teresa played in that. But the original sort of discovery was a relative of mine, an aunt, who had been out to Australia, who had found out back in 2015 that Teresa had been awarded the Royal Red Cross. And that was the link. And then it was following up on this led me to the podcast with the SBS.
Wow, that's really, really touchy that you have found the roots with your cousin who was highly decorated with the Royal Red Cross. Peter, would you mind briefly introducing yourself? So what's your background and your connections with the Indian community, if any?
I don't have any direct connections with the Indian community, but obviously I have relatives in Australia. My sister is in Australia, in Melbourne, Nori. My own background is that of a neuroscientist who's done a lot of research in areas of brain damage, but I was always fascinated by family history. And therefore, it was something that I was dabbling with on the outskirts of my research for many years. But when I retired, I had an opportunity to pick this up in more detail and discover individuals like Teresa, which had been mentioned, as I say, by my aunt many years ago, but I hadn't really gone into any great detail about her. And I didn't realize there was so much press coverage across both the UK and Australia and Indian press at the time with regard to this. But the very fact that she was awarded the Royal Red Cross at a time when women weren't particularly decorated or awarded for their service, particularly their courage and under fire, as it were, was something that was particularly interesting, given the association with the courage and heroism of the Battle of Saragari and the subsequent siege of Gilston. So it's finding out the character of the people, because when you're doing family history, you get names and you get dates with regard to when they were born and when they died. But what's really interesting sometimes is finding out who they are, what they did. And in this particular case, Teresa was a revelation in the fact that coming from large family, her father dying relatively young, moving out there with her sister, and then becoming a nanny to the Deveaux family, and being stationed in different parts of India, and then being looking at on this particular event in September 1897. Doing what she did, and that, again, I looked up and found quite a lot of first-hand reports about what she did, and it's quite amazing for a person who had no military training and exposure the fact that she could look after injured Sikh soldiers and appeared to be very cheery and worked day and night and didn't seem to be very concerned with regard to her own safety in looking after others. So it wasn't altogether surprising when I saw the account that the Queen Victoria wrote in her diary about how brave she was and the fact that she actually called her back to talk to her in private about the events that took place in September 1897.
Definitely, it's a matter of pride. Do you have any information about her life post Saragadi War? What happened to her? She lived in Australia, where she lived?
Yes, I mean, that's the interesting terms of getting closure on this in some respect. I mean, I understand she went on to continue to look after the family and well, I think was living in England in 1901, again, associated with the family. But then she, after that period, I don't have great details with regard to that, she then moved back to Australia. And her mother died, incidentally, in about 1906. And there may have been times when she was over here that she might have visited. We don't know. But her mother died in 1906. And she then married a drum major, George Lawrence, of the 2nd Gordon Highlanders in Peshawar on the 6th of February, 1907, in St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Kohat in India, which I think is now Pakistan. And the two witnesses at her wedding were Lieutenant General Charles and May DeVoe. So she got married to Drum Major George Lawrence in 1907, that was in February. But unfortunately, the sad part of this is that her marriage was short-lived. She died of malarial fever on the 4th of December 1907 in Peshawar. And that's where she's buried, actually. So that was the sad ending to that.
Sure. Life for our listeners, let me just briefly describe what you have told us now, that Teresa had moved back to India, that is now part of Pakistan, in Peshawar, in Kohat, and she got married there. And after a few years, she passed away due to malaria in 1907 and is still buried in Peshawar. Is that right?
The only thing with regard to that summary was she wasn't married for that long. She got married on the 6th of February 1907, and she died in December 1907.
Oh, that's sad. Peter, thank you so much for reaching out to us and sharing your story and the bravery about Teresa and her connections with Sikh soldiers. Thank you so much for your time. So any message that you would like to share with us, any information that you would like to share with us?
Well, I have one or two photographs of Teresa with her medals, because in addition to the actual Royal Red Cross, which was quite a prestigious one because Florence Nightingale was one of the first people to get that. And I understand that that she also got campaign medals, and campaign medals weren't normally given to women. So these India campaign medals was the first time that these war medals had been conferred on women in addition to the Royal Red Cross itself. So in terms of message, I think it was brilliant that SPS have done these historical sort of tutorials about what happened and the connection between Australia and India and the heroic events that occurred at the time, but also the opportunity to link up with other players such as Teresa and also the Irish community, which, as you know, there's a large Irish diaspora in Australia, which is the third largest ethnic grouping. So I'm sure there'll be lots of interested parties there to learn about, to know and learn about this as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
ફેસબુક ઉતે SBS પંજાબીનું લાઇક કરો, સાંજા કરો અતે આપણે વિચાર ભી પ્રગટાવો.